Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is Trichomonas. One morning, you wake up and go to the bathroom. You notice that it burns when you urinate. You also notice that you have itching and redness to your genital area. So you go to the doctor to see what's the matter. After running a few tests, your doctor tells you that you have Trichomonas. What do you need to do to feel better? Are there steps you can take to prevent it in the future? Trichomonas, or trich, is a sexually transmitted infection caused by a one-celled protozoan, which is a type of a tiny parasite. The time between exposure and infection, or the incubation period, isn't known, but thought to be somewhere between 4 to 28 days. It affects over 3 million people every year. One reason that it spreads as much as it does is that many people don't have symptoms, at least not at first. Symptoms for women include foul-smelling vaginal discharge that can be white, gray, yellow, or green, genital redness, burning, or itching, and pain with urination or intercourse. While men rarely have symptoms, they can have irritation inside the penis, burning with urination or after ejaculation, and discharge from the penis. Certain things can increase your chances of having a Trichomonas infection, such as having multiple sexual partners, a history of other sexually transmitted infections, a previous episode of Trichomonas, or having sex without a condom. Most complications from a Trichomonas infection apply to pregnant women. It can cause premature delivery, the baby to have a low birth weight, and potentially transmit the infection to the baby as it passes through the birth canal. All women who have a Trichomonas infection are at a higher risk of becoming infected with HIV. The treatment for Trichomonas is to take a megadose of metronidazole or tinidazole. This is the treatment for pregnant women too. Sometimes your doctor will recommend a lower dose of metronidazole 2 times a day for 7 days. It's vital not to consume alcohol for 24 hours after taking metronidazole or 72 hours after taking tinidazole because it can cause severe nausea and vomiting. To make sure the infection goes away, both you and your partner need to be treated and should avoid intercourse for at least a week. It takes about this long for the infection to clear. Also, your doctor will probably want you to retest anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months after the treatment to ensure that you aren't reinfected. It's important to note that untreated Trichomonas can last for months or years. When it comes to preventing a Trichomonas infection, the only way to guarantee this is to abstain from sex. However, if you're planning on partaking in intercourse, you need to use a condom every time. You should also get tested regularly for all sexually transmitted infections, or STIs. This way you can be treated as early as possible. While no one wants to have a Trichomonas infection, the good news is that it can easily be treated, so you'll be back to your healthy self in no time. If you have any questions or concerns about Trichomonas, please speak with your doctor. If you'd like more information, please visit the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's, or CDC's, Trichomonas page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.